In Northwest news from KPLU, the University of Washington men's basketball team is looking ahead to the Pac-12 tournament after finishing their regular season this week with a win over Washington State. But will the Huskies get a chance to experience March Madness this year? Well, sports commentator Art Thiel talked about that with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, it looks like the Pac-12 tournament is the Huskies' last chance to get into the NCAA tournament. How likely is it?
Not very likely at all, because they would have to win 4 games in 4 days in Las Vegas to advance to the Pac-12's automatic berth in the NCAA tournament, which will pick its field in a couple of weeks. The Huskies looked like they were going to make the field with a very fast start in the Pac-12 conference season, but they've really spiraled out. They've lost 7 of their last 9 games, and it's been a very difficult second half of the season for them. They are so young, so vulnerable to the mistakes of youth, and Lorenzo Romar hasn't really found a way to make them at all consistent. So the Huskies are facing a 5th consecutive season of missing the NCAA tournament, and I'm not sure that there's another coach in a big-time team that is actually going to survive being 5 years without the tournament. But I think Romar probably will for a variety of reasons, and it's very upsetting to a lot of Huskies fans, but I also think that Romar keeps them out of trouble, and he's got recruits in the pipeline that could make this team successful next year.
So 5-year absence from March Madness, you still think he'll be able to keep his job at least for one more season?
I think he'll survive, even though this is an instant gratification industry here. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
And Romar hasn't done much in these 5 years, but he did surprise everyone because the Huskies were picked 11th in a 12-team conference at the start of the season, and then they wound up winning 5 of their first 6 conference games and got everybody excited that this group of 7 freshmen and a junior college transfer was actually going to be special. They weren't. It was too much too soon for these young guys. They weren't ready for the kind of team ball that's necessary, especially on the defensive end. Even though they led the conference in block shots and in steals, they still weren't very good inside where they needed to be. The upshot is that Romar is in peril, at least from the fans' perspective. But you have to keep in mind that the University of Washington does not have a permanent AD right now. Scott Woodward left to go to Texas A&M. And interim athletic director Jen Cohen is probably the biggest Romar fan on campus, and so I don't think I see her firing Romar this year.
Well, the team certainly had their moments this season, as you were discussing, and there is a lot of talent on the team. How much of it will still be there next season?
That's the big drama coming up. Clearly, the big hero on this team was Andrew Andrews, who scored 47 points Wednesday night. He came within 2 points of the Huskies' all-time single-game record. And he was a hero to Romar, and I think a lot of the fans, because he was the only guy who stayed from last year's team. And that was a great accomplishment for Romar to keep one guy from last year's team. But he surrounded him with some real talent. Marquise Chris is a 6'9 forward, and DeJounte Murray is a 6'7 swing guy. I think both of them think they're NBA draft ready. They're both freshmen. I don't think they're ready, but they're not asking me. And Andrew Andrews will be eligible. I don't think he's good enough because I think he's too short for a shooting guard and not a great ball distributor to be a point guard. But I think Chris and Murray are draftable. So if they leave, Romar is going to have to count on saving his job with 2 freshmen that are coming in. Very good to join the holdovers. And I think next year could be very, very exciting. And I think Romar is going to get a chance to see if he can finally execute in his 6th try at getting back to the tournament.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.